HentaiReviews.moe. My name is Sabrina Valentine, and I review smut. Today we look at Nope, Nope, Nope Nurses, the popular hospital horror hentai visual novel series by Studio Dark One. Continuing on from the previous game, and as you may recall, Yamada's hospitalization with broken arms is further complicated by a unique condition requiring frequent ejaculation. Unfortunately, the nurses at the hospital, mostly sadistic in nature, take pleasure in making his life a living nightmare while indulging their own cruel desires. This starkly contrasts the weak and complaining protagonist in the anime adaptation. Unlike the anime, the game portrays the nurse's verbal abuses and subjects Yamada to sick games, manipulation, and humiliation. Notably, one nurse gradually turns him into a submissive pet through deceit and public embarrassment. The game's notable improvement lies in showcasing character growth, particularly Tachibana's evolution. While limited, her transformation is not exclusive. Overall, the game delves into Yamada's torment, highlights the nurse's sadism, and offers character development. Nope, Nope, Nope Nurses focuses on its main female characters, each portrayed with an alluring touch. The nurse's designs strike a balance between cruel lewdness and sexiness. While some characters share common features, most have unique designs, including hairstyles, eye colors, bust sizes, and heights. Although the characters have a single pose, their terrifying expressions compensate for it. The artwork showcases meticulous attention to detail, combining thin lines with light shadows to create depth. The color palette enhances visual appeal, using faded and subtle hues for the sprites, contrasting with vibrant backgrounds. CGs offer variations in cock placement, cum, and facial expressions. With over 20 stunning CGs to unlock, clever camera techniques, such as zooming and blurring backgrounds, create an illusion of more content and draw focus to the main girl. The background artwork is equally impressive, featuring intricate details that bring the twisted hospital world to life. Day and night variations add depth to the backdrops, while their vibrant colors make them stand out against the foreground characters. The developers nailed the music. It provides an auditory treat that enhances the gaming experience. Original pieces, featuring guitars, pianos, and keyboard action, are complemented by haunting wind instruments. The song selection is excellent, with heavy emphasis on dark, horror, and ominous tracks for a spine-chilling atmosphere, along with a few softer or playful tunes. The game boasts voiceovers for nearly a dozen distinct main characters, each with their own personalities. The voice acting, supported by a good script, brings out the unique traits of the girls and makes them memorable. The actresses deliver lines excellently, portraying the sadistic nature of their characters while also showcasing softer and intimate moments. The sound effects library, though not extensive, effectively captures various elements like doors, footsteps, and intimate sounds. Sex scenes are long and brimming with dirty talk to harden your cocks. Numajiri is a real cutthroat bitch, making Yamada sit in her lap while she jerks him off. In one scene, she humiliates a store clerk talking back to her by making her rub Yamada's cock until he explodes all over her face. But Kirikani is so much fucking worse. She prefers to act like a sweet nurse or drugging Yamada so he behaves like a wild pervert. She isn't above blackmail either, especially if you piss her off. Other nurses like Tendo are just plain crazy. She holds down and uses Yamada as a sex toy to milk his cock clean. There's also a scene where she rides him like a bronco while asphyxiating him with computer cords. Yup, sex is that off the rails. Here's our score for the game.